Our lead story out of Egypt, where police fired tear gas on a student rally in support of ousted President Mohamed Morsi at Cairo's Al-Azhar University. For weeks now, the students have been demonstrating at the country's top institution for Islamic teachings against the army's ouster of the first democratically elected president in early July. This after the head of Al-Azhar University had called on the police to enter campus grounds. Earlier, Egyptian security forces arrested Essam Al-Aryan, a senior Muslim Brotherhood figure, after storming his house. He was the most senior Brotherhood figure on the run after the arrest of nearly all of the group's top leaders. Our correspondent in Egypt, Mohamed Chalabi, says the situation is now calm and security forces are outside the university campus.
President, the situation is calmer after the intervention of security forces. Now, security forces were called upon to intervene earlier by the university president himself, Dr. Osama Al-Abd, and they had waited for a permit from the prosecution to do so. The Al-Azhar University Students Union issued a statement, said that it will continue with its peaceful protests. It is protesting, calling for the rights of the tens of its martyrs that were killed during the security crackdown against anti-coup and pro-Morsi protesters in Rabaa and Nahda, and also hundreds that were injured or detained, and also calling for the reinstatement of Morsi and the suspended constitution of 2012.